Hey, this is Rick Casales from ExercisesForInjuries.com. Today I have another interview for you, and a common question that I end up getting asked on the blog is, you know, if I have any advice when it comes to, you know, students that are presently in school when it relates to, like, a human movement degree or for new grads. So I end up getting in touch with, an old friend that I've kind of known for a number of years, and we kind of got talking about the good old days, and I asked him if he wouldn't mind, you know, coming online and doing a little interview with me when it comes to giving some, you know, tips and guidance and ideas when it comes to, you know, students right now and new grads. So, Ali, I'll get you to kind of introduce yourself, to the listeners.
Hi, everyone. Glad to be here for you. Glad to be online here working with Rick. And basically, a little bit of a short history about myself. I got a kinesiology degree at Simon Fraser University. And I was there actually for quite a long time because, maybe like some of you, I really didn't know what I was doing. You know, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I knew that the human body was a huge interest of mine, and I wanted to learn more about how that worked. But I really had no idea what I was going to do with it. So I took courses in so many different areas. Kinesiology was the big area for me, which is human movement and physiology and all that. Nutrition was a big interest of mine. And I knew that after I graduated from university, I wanted to do something. I wanted to keep going to school, but I didn't know where, and I didn't know what it was going to be. And if there's one piece of advice that I can give, which would be probably like the greatest thing that I did, was, well, a few things, but one of them, at Simon Fraser, at the university that I went to, they have the co-op program, and the way that works is you can work in the field for one semester and then go back to school and then continue doing that as many times as you like. And I think I actually set the record for the most amount of co-op jobs. I had 7. Personal training was the first one, and then I worked in a number of physio clinics across the country. I worked one in Calgary and North Vancouver, and then I worked in ergonomics and preventing injuries in the workplace. I worked in a car manufacturing plant in Ontario on the other side of the country, and then I also worked in a nuclear power plant for 8 months. You can believe that, because we had about 2,000 engineers, like office engineers. So all these different things, and you know, the best thing was that I realized through doing all of that was that I didn't really want to do any of those things. So it eliminated a lot of options for me. The second thing that I would recommend, which was just huge, was that I went and I interviewed and had lunch with and hung out with people that had anything to do with health. So that included medical doctors, optometrists, dentists, nurses, chiropractors, physiotherapists, occupational therapists, like anyone you could ever think about that has anything to do with health and helping people in the health field. So I took them out for lunch and dinner and hung out with them. The big part was shadowing them, visiting them in the office if I was allowed to hang out with them for a few hours. And then I had I had this list of questions that I would ask them and to really figure out if it was something that I wanted to do. And the questions were, how do you like your job? If you could do something different about what you've done with your career, what would it be? Would you still, be in the same position? How much money do you make? How much time do you get off? How is your family life? All these questions that I had. There's a whole bunch, there's a huge list. And from doing all of that, I very quickly eliminated a lot of the positions from there. And through this process of elimination, and also through hanging out with a lot of different practitioners and chiropractors, I realized that with chiropractic, for me, I could incorporate everything that I'd learned in nutrition and physiology and exercise therapy and all of that with patients. And I love that they saw families, they saw kids, they saw people in their 80s and 90s, they saw everyone in between. Like, people would come in with their whole family and get care, on a regular basis. It wasn't just in a short period of time for one specific injury. So that really, for me, it just really attracted me towards this profession, and it's evolved to where it is today.
Okay. So kind of going back to your, you know, your first university days or college days, depending where you are in the world, what were some courses that you found beneficial when going through school?
Yeah, some courses are beneficial. I took nutrition was huge. That was really beneficial for me because it was a huge passion for me. Anatomy as well. I mean, these are courses that you can take, and they're going to be applicable to pretty much any health-related field, like whether you're going to be a trainer or a therapist or whatever. You know, anatomy. You got to know your anatomy because it all breaks down to the human body, physiology, and exercise therapy. I took a couple of classes in different exercise therapy areas, and those are really helpful. There are some courses too where you could volunteer out in the field. I mean, you don't necessarily need to take a course to do that, but it forced me. Like, I had to have, you know, 30 hours of volunteer for this one particular course, and it forced me to go out and do all those things that I had mentioned, which is to volunteer in the field and ask people these questions of, you know, if it was something that I wanted to do with my life.
Okay. And, you know, looking back now, what was kind of like a surprise course that you didn't really think much of, but now you're really happy that you ended up taking?
Oh, that's a good question. Surprise course. I would say that psychology. I wasn't in the psychology department at all, but I took this one course. I took intro psychology, and then I wasn't allowed to take the upper level psych courses because I wasn't in the department, but I went and I begged and you know, asked really kindly of the professor, and it was a 300 level psych course called Sleep and Circadian Rhythm, and it was like one of the best courses that I've ever taken because I really learned how the human body works in terms of rest and sleep and what happens when you don't get proper rest and sleep and how important that really is. And I really studied people in professions where they were on shift work, whether it was nurses or pilots or what have you, and the different effects that can happen when you don't get proper regular rest and your body's fluctuating all over the place. So that was really an awesome surprise, and I'd recommend that kind of course is available. Definitely take something like that.
And it also brings up a good point. Just because you hear no doesn't mean that there isn't a way around it or, you know, working or there isn't a way of having that no turn into a yes.
Oh, for sure. That applies to any area of your life. You know, I mean, if I look back and look at all the things that I could say, well, that was a pretty cool accomplishment. It almost always started with it being something that was, like, really not possible. People said it couldn't be done. You know, you're crazy if you can do that. Or even when you're starting your own business, you need to have a business plan and go to the bank and say, here's what I want to do, and this is what I like to happen, and, you know, this is according to my calculations, this is how much money I need. And you're going to get rejected, you know, but you can't really stop at the first person that says no. So whether it's involving that or anything in life, as long as you're persistent, you're doing it because you know you want to do it for proper, you know, for benefit of others, you want to serve others, it's not something selfish necessarily, then just keep going forward with it and it's going to come through.
Nice. And looking back, what do you wish you kind of got more knowledge in or schooling in?
More knowledge of schooling when I was back in school?
Yeah.
I'm kind of really lucky that I did a lot of the co-op jobs because of that exposure that I had to all these different fields. I know a lot of my friends didn't necessarily do that. They just wanted to go bang out the 4 years of university right away, graduate, and then they started working out in the field. And then they learned as well, like, you know, maybe this particular field or whatever job that they were in wasn't the best thing for them.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if I kind of look back and the things that I would suggest are looking at now, I mean, you know, since like a human movement degree is very science-based, so I really didn't spend much effort when it comes to my writing. I wish I spent a little bit more time on my writing and taking that more seriously because, you know, with all the email and blogging and writing and books, and if you have that aspirations, that ends up being an important thing, the writing aspect of it. And then also the business and marketing aspect of it.
Oh, that's huge.
I mean, even if you work, if you have a job and you work for someone, or if you have your own business, it ends up being vital, you know, to get your word out, you know, show how you can help people, to get your message out, seeing what, you know, letting people know what services that you have to offer. I mean, those would, and once again, that ends up linking back to the writing side of things, because a lot of that ends up being in a written form. And so those would be the two big things, the writing side of things and the, like, really business and marketing side of things.
I agree. That would be astronomical, especially the marketing stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And then looking, you kind of talked about the, like, co-ops or doing work terms. So it was beneficial for you to do, to get an idea of if you wanted to do that job, if that's what you wanted to do when you graduate. You know, you got different experiences and knowledge. You kind of have kind of rounded yourself out because you've done a variety of different things. And, like, I mean, it pretty much getting you to summarize things again, but doing some sort of work experience while going through school is something that you highly recommend.
Huge. Yeah. Because one other reason is it keeps you focused on what you're going to be doing when you graduate. And oftentimes when you're in school, you just get so focused on the books that you lose track of the big vision of why you're going to school in the first place. I remember even, especially with chiropractic college, because it's so intense. You're taking like 12 courses at one time. You're just so buried in the books, and it's pretty daunting. And it's like that for 4 years, you know, straight through. And just going out into the field and hanging out with different people in their field, just shadowing people, visiting offices. For me, in my case, that's kind of what I did. And it just really is really inspirational to see, you know, what kind of practice do I want to have? What do I want to do when I graduate? And also building networks with other people. Where do I want to live? Where do I want to practice? Keeping your eye focused on the big goal, even though sometimes it's monotonous going through all the coursework, is huge.
Definitely, like you were saying, I mean, it ends up increasing your network. Like, you and I met through, you were doing volunteer work for one of the associations in British Columbia here, and that's how we ended up knowing, you know, meeting and getting to know each other. Now we've kind of grown up and now we're adults, and, you know, it's amazing to see where both of us are, and we kind of have that connection, that introduction, you know, from years back, and that's what ends up happening with, you know, getting involved in school, taking a wide variety of courses, doing a wide variety of work terms, sitting down and meeting with people. You just end up expanding your network. And,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes it's not necessarily like what you know, but sometimes it's who you know, and, especially if it's come in a volunteer experience, then people get to really see what, why are you in this particular field, and they get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great way to expand your network.
Definitely. And then, I mean, I know when you were in school, you're also involved in the volunteer side of things. So maybe you can kind of talk about, you know, volunteering some of your time and some of the volunteer experience that you did.
Absolutely. I mean, that's huge as well. And basically the reason why I like to give my time is, especially while you're in school, is you're not really sure what you want to do. So it's good to volunteer with different associations. Like, I worked in there's a physiotherapy clinic inside the athletic department there at our university, whether it's taping ankles and treating injury, you know, helping people recover from injury there. Or I was a trainer for a lacrosse team for a few years, and that was, great. And because you can really get your hands on people. And often in school, you don't necessarily get to talk the theory, but you don't get so much practical experience. And even though you don't get paid for it, that kind of experience is like, you can't really put a price on that. When it comes time to graduating or finding a job or whatnot, people don't necessarily want a degree because they already have, that's kind of a given. But they want to see what kind of experience you have. And even though you may not have gotten paid for it, once they see that you volunteered for this team or that team and did all the, you know, I was a fitness evaluator for the Vancouver Police Department, and there's so many different things that I had to, because I wanted to learn how to, you know, do all these different things. And so volunteering is huge. You can really get your hands on. You get hands-on experience, and people are grateful for it. For boss.
Definitely. Definitely. And another thing when it comes to like the work terms or co-op, as it was called in our university, and the volunteer experience is, I mean, it gives you something to put on your resume, right? I mean, everyone ends up graduating and everyone ends up having some sort of degree. And what ends up setting you apart is, you know, your other experiences that you end up having. Like, are you completely green or do you have some work terms or volunteer experience or some other skills that you can bring to the job? And I know I had a fellow classmate, and throughout university she did lifeguarding, which was a good paying job that she ended up doing. But when she graduated, all she ended up having was her degree, and when she was looking for work within, you know, kinesiology or human movement or human kinetics, she had the hardest time out of all of us to find work because all she had was her degree, and while all the rest of us ended up having some sort of volunteer experience or work terms, so we ended up standing out and end up getting jobs well before she ended up getting a job.
Yeah, the volunteers, it's key for a couple of reasons. Like you mentioned, it really sets you apart on your resume, which is awesome. And the other reason I really like volunteering is because it really gives you the experience of what it's like to work in that profession or that field or that job or that area, so that when it's time to really, you know, run with it when you graduate, it gives you a chance to be like, hey, is this something that I really want to do? Because you've already done it, you know? And that is really priceless, because otherwise, if you jump into a field and you get a job, and but now you may be in that position, it just doesn't look good in a resume to jump around from job to job, right? But when you're volunteering, you can do that. You can volunteer for a few months and go volunteer somewhere else for a few months. Just really broadens your horizon.
Definitely. And then, so let's kind of talk about, you know, after graduating from university, so you end up, you know, starting working and getting a job, and how did you end up going from like that first job and ending up into chiropractics?
Yeah, that's a good question. So basically what I did was right after, because I had volunteered so much and I interviewed all these people in different professions, I kind of had this inside of me, I had like this fear or whatnot of graduating, working the job that I didn't like. So to kind of prevent that from happening, I just kept taking courses in university, and in the meantime, I did all this volunteer work and all my research into these different areas and fields and, you know, potential job places and careers and whatnot. So right after I graduated university, I went straight to chiropractic college because by then I'd realized that that's what I wanted to do. So I cut out kind of that period of time that sometimes if someone graduates right away, they take some time to work in the field that they have chosen and then may have over time decided that it's not the best thing for them and they want to do something else with their life. I kind of did all of that while I was in university by doing the volunteering and by doing the job shadowing and the co-op term position, working in different areas within the field that I had selected. So I've narrowed all that down throughout university. That's why I think that's one of the best things that you can do, whether you're in your university right now and listening to this, or even if you graduated and you can still volunteer, you can volunteer all the time, you know, anytime. Even if you're in a field, you can volunteer in a different field. So it's never too early or too late. It's always a valuable experience.
Definitely. It definitely all adds to your experience. Okay, then let's kind of look at right now. Like, so now you've gotten your clinic. You know, what do you spend most of your time now when it comes to, you know, developing your skills as a chiropractor or building up your chiropractic business? You know, where do you spend your energies and time now?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I started my own practice about 2 years ago, and in the beginning, I mean, you open up your doors and you don't really have a lot of clients, so it's a good idea to go out into the community and do, again, like we said, volunteer work, outreach work, and we do a lot of that in our office and outside my community here. And so that's a great way to network, reach out to the community, so people get to see you. And then over time, as you take care of more people, you get a lot more referrals and whatnot. And then what's been a real passion for mine is, you know, somebody comes to our office with headaches or neck pain, for example, and then you take a health history and you notice that they have, you know, they're not going to the bathroom very well, they're constipated, or they have diabetes, or they have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or they had a hysterectomy, or they had, you know, all these different conditions, and they're on a bunch of medications, or, you know, they're overweight, or, they don't have any energy, they can't sleep well. And even though the main reason that they came to see us at the office might have been the headache or neck pain, what I really am passionate about is getting people's whole body, you know, their whole health back in order. And that's what they get really excited about, too. They're like, oh, I didn't know you could help me with all these other things. And then so what we do is, in conjunction with the chiropractic work that we do, and this is a huge passion of mine, is to really get them healthy by detoxifying their bodies. We use a lot of juice cleanses and fruits and vegetables type of diets to really cleanse, detox, alkalize, purify the body. Get rid of a lot of those toxins, and then the diseases heal up because the body is trying to hit itself. And it's awesome. It's so much fun. We have all kinds of events. We have guest speakers here all the time. We have movie night. For example, like Friday, this coming Friday in a couple of days, we've got a movie night where we just move everything out of the way. We can fit like 60 to 70 people in here. And we do it all for free because it's a service to our community. And just get really people educated about health. How to really get healthy, how to lose weight, feel great, all those things by switching up their lifestyle. And all these things that I've learned through all my years at university, whether it was nutrition or exercise or being a personal trainer or ergonomist, I can incorporate all of that into my current practice, which is awesome. You know, and that's a real big plus from all those years that I did all those volunteer activities. And whatnot, I can incorporate all that right now. So, like, nothing's really a waste. I mean, that's kind of the key thing that I want to mention today is that none of this volunteer stuff is ever going to be a waste. You can always use it later in life.
Okay. So I'm just going to step back and just make a point. One thing I did when I came across, in my area was I wanted to become a kinesiologist or like an exercise therapist. So whenever I came across them, I would ask them usually two questions. It would be, if you had to do it all over again, what would you have changed? That was one thing I would recommend, because a lot of times they tell you the mistake that they would make and then you could do your best to avoid it. And the second thing would be, what is your number one recommendation for me to do? And oftentimes they would tell you the best thing for you to do. So those are two questions that I would ask people when I kind of came across them in order to get some, you know, free mentoring advice or free guidance. Now, kind of stepping back with what you just ended up saying is, I mean, you can see that you're still continually developing because, you know, primarily when you're going through chiropractic school, the nutrition side isn't the primary focus of the schooling. It's probably a lot more the physical side. You are introduced to the nutrition side and how it impacts the whole body as a whole. So it's interesting to see that you kind of graduated with chiropractic background, but then you really kind of found the passion within the profession that you really enjoy, and you've kind of focused in on that, and you still do some of the physical side of things.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely do the physical side, because that's really key. And then I found that before I started really advocating the nutrition side, the people definitely get well, they recover from their conditions, but then when they really change their diet and change their lifestyle, then things accelerated like exponentially. People recovered quite twice as fast. And not only from the aches and pains that they're suffering from when they first came in, but a lot of other health conditions started to go away, and the body really started to heal. And so that's when I saw that. I felt like now it's almost like a disservice if I don't share this information with them. You know, some people may not be ready to really change their lifestyle around. They just want to, you know, get rid of the particular ailment that they have at that point in time, which is why they came to see us. But some people, they don't even know that they could have resolved a lot of their health problems with changing their lifestyle. So when people are ready, then we just give them the information, and the results are incredible.
Okay. And then where do you do most of your learning now? Like, what books are you reading, or what courses are you kind of taking in order to kind of get a better understanding of this, the nutrition component?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, this coming April, I'm planning on going to this institution in Florida for a week, and it's called the International School of Detoxification, and you become a certified detoxification specialist. And so I'm looking forward to this course. But quite honestly, there's a lot of learning to be done on the internet, a lot of free information out there. One thing that I find really valuable is, I don't even have a TV anymore, but one thing that I watch quite a bit is YouTube videos. There's so much out there on YouTube that you can research and watch videos on pretty much any subject in the world and watch some of the best experts. You know, one thing that I was watching last night actually is, it's a program called TED, T-E-D, and they're like free lectures where the people, you know, there's some of the world's best experts in health and in other areas that are on there, the best medical doctors and researchers, and they have a time slot of like half an hour. You can go on there and watch some of the most profound lectures possible. So a lot of information I just get now these days straight from the internet.
Definitely. Definitely. And, I mean, there is so much to learn, and there's so many great resources when it comes to, on YouTube. It's not just funny, goofy stuff. There's good stuff to learn. So any last-minute points, Ali, or any last-minute tips or advice for people?
Yeah, I mean, the key is, and here's really what it comes down to, is there's so many ways that you can make a living these days. There's different ways you can make money. And if someone is really interested in making money, go into investing or whatnot. But I think sooner or later, what it really comes down to is, what's your true calling? What's your passion in life? What turns you on? What makes you jump out of bed? Even if you didn't make any money, you'd still go to the job every day just because you love it. You're in love with it. And then when you can find out what it is that you love to do, and then figure out a way to get paid for doing that, then I think you've really reached it. And those are the kind of people that they just love what they do and they never retire. Why would you want to retire for something that you love to do? And on top of that, you get paid for it. So that's why I did all the volunteering, doing all those interviews with those people in those different fields, finding out what it was for me that really turned my, what was my passion? What is my passion? And it's always unfolding. It changes over time. But really figuring out what is it that someone's passionate about, that's key. Once you find that out, then you just go full blast, 100%, into making that a reality in your life. And that's the key. And that's the single biggest kind of advice that I can give is to find out what you're passionate about and then go after 100%.
Okay. And where can people get more information about you?
About me, yeah. So you could come onto YouTube. I have some videos on there about different things that we do. And the YouTube channel is called The Raw Food Doctor, T-H-E, The Raw Food Doctor. on YouTube, and the website is called therawfooddoctor.org. And there's lots of information there, YouTube videos to watch, and just to keep track of what we're doing in the office, because we're up to some exciting stuff every month. I mean, it's an exciting life. We jump into it with full force, and we're here to serve as many people as possible.
Awesome. Thank you very much for your time, Allie.
You're welcome.
Okay. So thank you very much, exercisesforinjuries.com. Blog readers and listeners and viewers, thank you very much for joining me with another interview. I really got a lot out of the interview. I think Allie and I share quite a few of the same things that we did when we went to school that was beneficial for us. Other things that really kind of ended up standing out for me was it seems like this theme of nutrition keeps coming up more and more when it relates to injury recovery, injury prevention. It seems like it's come up in a number of these interviews. And kind of like what Allie said, I mean, looking, you know, finding your passion and following that passion. And I didn't ask Allie specifically, but I know even, at our age, I think I graduated in 97, so it's been like 15 years ago. I really think now, finally, after about 15 years, I've kind of figured out what I want to do, and I have my passion, I have my focus. So I don't think, I never knew exactly what I want to do when I graduated. I spent about 10 years trying this and trying that, and I think when I hit, into my 30s, I kind of figured out what I wanted and focused on it, and things ended up becoming more and more easier. So thank you very much for joining me on this interview. We will talk to you soon. We will see you on the blog. We'll see you on YouTube, or we'll talk to you on another interview again. So this is Rick Aselich from ExercisesForInjuries.com saying take care and bye-bye.